Not all soils are created equal. Just inside Rapid City's boundaries, for instance, the northeast soils are much more challenging to gardeners than those on the west side of town. And what's a gardener to do? Amend, amend, amend. Some gardeners build their own compost piles or buy soil amendments. Others head to the landfill, where not only lawn and yard waste is composted, but also household garbage. Inside the Education Center at the Rapid City Landfill, Shelby Anderson dips a test strip into a soil sample. Vegetables aren't growing in one of the water tank gardens outside, and she's trying to find out why.
It wasn't because of the soil, because that tested out well. So we eliminated one thing, but now I'll have to move on to something else.
Anderson is becoming a master gardener through SDSU Extension, learning such things as testing soil for pH balance, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium.
It's fascinating, but so much more to gardening than poking a seed in the ground.
Anderson works alongside Beth Ann Furley, the city's sustainability coordinator.
If you want to do a garden, anybody can really do a garden. And just your few simple tools, and a lot of it is trial and error, making mistakes.
As a master gardener herself, Furley knows that trial and error wastes time and money if it's not supported by knowledge. For instance, if you put a lot of compost into your garden in the spring, it could rob your plants of nitrogen as it continues to break down.
If you're just adding a little bit into your soil just to get it going for the spring for your gardens, fine. If you're just going to use it, say, on the top, maybe for weed control, because it is an awesome weed control. Wonderful.
Furley says gardeners should wait until fall to dump big loads of compost into the garden so it can continue to decompose outside the growing season. Very fine compost, like fine dirt, can be hydrophobic, so gardeners have to take steps to make sure water isn't just sitting on the soil, making a half-inch layer of mud over dust. Furley says gardeners should soak the entire growing bed, mixing water thoroughly into the dirt before planting. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.